Everyone, welcome. Today is Tuesday, July 3rd, 2018, and if you're listening in the States, happy July 4th Eve. I'm your host, Diane Morgan of Angel Navigation, and I'm coming to you live from Texas. I am a published author, a spiritual life coach and teacher, an angel intuitive, and I do many other things. And you are now listening to International Angels Network. And I'd like to open with a prayer of freedom for all. Please join me praying to the God of your choosing. Dear God, Father, Mother, Creator, Great Spirit, protect us from the abuse and harm of toxic people and all negative energies. We know you desire to set us free, free from the hurt of others. Help us have eyes to see toxic behavior around us and in us, and give us the strength, courage, and the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, to break free from the toxicity, and choose the path of free life. Thank you for always protecting and guiding us. Thank you for all the many messengers and helpers you send to us to live a free life. Amen. Okay, a little about our radio shows. Here at International Angels Network, we explore spiritual entrepreneurship. We explore archangels, angels, spirit guides, also the fairies and the fairy realms, energy healing, spirituality, metaphysics, and much, much more. And we're a live call-in show, and the last half of the show, we take your calls on topic and for angel guidance card readings. And you can give us a ring at 1-516-453-9162. That's 1-516-453-9162. And you can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world. You'll see a Skype icon while we are live on air. And on the Blog Talk website at www.blogtalkradio.com/International Angels Network. So if you'd like to ask a question, be sure and press 1 on your phone or Skype keypad, and that will put you in the queue. Our online radio network is sponsored by Audible by Amazon, and you can try Audible for free for a month and receive a free audio book just for subscribing. And this helps us support our online radio network, which we really greatly appreciate. To redeem your free audiobook, go to www.audibletrial.com/International Angels Network today. Audible offers over 180,000 titles. In fact, our Thursday night host, Dr. Ruth Anderson's book, One Love, Divine Healing at Open Clinic, is available on Audible. And, you know, there's no contract, and you can cancel any time, and you get to keep the first free audiobook free of charge. So that's a wonderful deal. So go on www.audibletrial.com/International Angels Network today. Also, you can tune in to our shows Sundays through Thursdays and two shows on Saturdays. We thank you for joining us and invite your friends and family to join us. You can subscribe to our network on Blog Talk and join us in the chat room or subscribe on iTunes. You can listen to us on Podable, Podbean, and Google Play, to name a few. Also, you're invited to join our exclusive International Angels Network Facebook group. And we'd also like to take a moment and thank Sunday Sturgeon, CEO and founder of Holistic Light Rejuvenation Center, for for her network sponsorship, love, and support. Her book, Warrior Women with Angel Wings Born to Love, is available on Amazon, and this is the fourth book in the Warrior Men and Women book collection by Sunday and Joe Sturgeon. Book 5 of the series will be coming out later in the year, Warrior Women with Angel Wings Illuminate Your Joy. So if you or someone you know is interested in the book series, or maybe you have questions, or you have questions about becoming an author or to be featured in the next book, contact us at internationalangelsnetwork@gmail.com. Or you can contact Sunday Sturgeon, SundaySturegen, @gmail.com. And we're delighted to be in service. Again, thank you all for tuning in and sharing this time with us and for being a part of our network family. Okay, today's topic is freedom, which has different meanings for each of us. And what is feeling yourself free? For me, it's relaxing, taking a break from the daily world, releasing all stresses, and letting go of all of life's worries. Having a sense of knowing who you truly are and what you're meant to do. True freedom for me is freedom of spirit to express who I am. You know, we each face our own inner struggles to spiritual freedom, perhaps with beliefs that tie us to labels instead of releasing the mind to higher planes where the light enters from all outlets, the light of wisdom and answers. We strive to reach a place where our soul is free. To feel yourself free is a wonderful guided meditation to help you. If just for a few minutes, release and be free. In our day-to-day, we have the stresses of life, which affects our bodies, and meditation relaxes the mind, body, and spirit. It also relaxes the organs in our bodies, which hold stress. And research shows that it can reduce your blood pressure and help alleviate chronic pain, and it also relieves anxiety and stress. So you may want to find a place you won't be disturbed for the next 30 minutes or so, and you may wish to light a candle and find yourself a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Turn off your phone, shut the door, and dim the lights. The angels guided me to this wonderful relaxation meditation. The angels are always wonderful helpers. And as I listened, I began to float above my body, freeing my spirit of all life's daily stresses. And later that day, I contacted the website to ask if I may share it with you on air. So I would like to say thank you to Charlie Coleman, who has graciously given me permission to share a beautiful journey into silence and feel yourself free. Feel yourself free will take you on a blissful inner voyage that will leave you feeling utterly relaxed and refreshed, with a clear mind and freed from all your worldly concerns. Know that this time is yours, a time for relaxation and inner stillness. Take a moment to make sure that you are warm enough or cool enough and that you are seated or lying comfortably. Rest your hands loosely in your lap or by your side. There will be moments during the meditation that I will leave you drifting in the music. I will gently return. I will bring you back out of the meditation, feeling inner peace. So shall we get started? Close your eyes and take a long, slow, deep breath. Hold it for a moment, and then slowly exhale. Just allow any tension to melt away as you gradually relax more and more deeply with each breath. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. Hold it. and then exhale. Empty your lungs completely with your out breath. Take your time. Now take a third deep breath in. Hold it for a moment. And then let it go. And you can already feel yourself drifting into a state of deep relaxation. Continue breathing slowly, gently paying attention to your breath, and follow your natural rhythm. I'd like for you to bring your awareness to the top of your head. Just sense or imagine a feeling of relaxation being spread down from the top of your scalp. Feel the muscles in your forehead and temples relaxing. Allow your eye muscles to relax. Let your cheeks and jaw soften and let go of all your tension. Now let this peaceful feeling flow down into your neck. Imagine warm, soft hands massaging the back of your neck. Feel it loosening. Every muscle, every fiber. With each breath you take, this relaxing feeling becomes deeper and warmer. Your body becomes soft and more relaxed as it works its way down into the muscles in your shoulders, soothing them, releasing them. This peaceful feeling flows down from your shoulders into your arms. Loosening the muscles in your upper arms. Loosening the muscles in your forearms. Moving into your hands. Relaxing and soothing all the way to the tips of your fingers. As your body relaxes, your mind relaxes, and your thoughts seem to become lighter. Let yourself slip further and further into a dreamlike state of stillness and relaxation. Now bring your awareness to your chest and your stomach. Feel how this area of your body gently rises and falls as you breathe. The peaceful sensation flows throughout this area of your body, soothing every muscle and relaxing every organ. Turn your attention to your upper back and feel this relaxing sensation flow all the way down your spine. As it gradually works its way down your body, feel every muscle in your back relax and unwind. Feel that your entire upper body has become loose, limp, and relaxed. Now feel your hips relax as the peaceful feeling starts to work its way through your lower body. relax your buttocks. Relax the backs of your thighs. Relax the front of your thighs. Feel all these large, strong muscle groups becoming looser and more relaxed with each passing moment. Soothing feelings of relaxation flow down through your knees, wrapping them in soft, warm energy. Feel that sensation in your calves. Feel your ankles relax. Now your feet are relaxing. Allow your entire lower body to relax completely and allow any remaining tension from anywhere in your body to flow out through the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes. You are comfortable, peaceful, relaxed. Now it's time to leave the external world behind and go on an inner journey, a journey to a place of deep inner stillness. Picture yourself walking down a busy city street. It's full of shops and businesses. And you can see crowds of people hurrying from one place to another. Cars and buses line the roads, and they crawl through the city, bumper to bumper. But just up ahead, next to the sidewalk, you notice a narrow doorway between two buildings. It's a small opening that looks like a cozy retreat from the hustle and bustle of the world around you. So you walk towards the doorway, slipping easily through the crowds. You arrive at the doorway, and you step inside the narrow entrance. The entrance is dimly lit. It is warm and inviting, and it shelters you from the outside world. You take a few steps deeper inside the entrance and arrive at the top of a flight of 10 stairs. You slowly make your way down the steps. And as you do, the sound of the city begins to fade away. With each step you take, you feel yourself moving away from the noise of the world and down into a place of deep quiet. As you gradually descend the 10 steps, you sink deeper and deeper into a state of peaceful relaxation. As I count the steps, you are going deeper. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You've reached the bottom of the staircase. You are feeling calm and deeply relaxed. You can barely hear the sound of the street above you now. It seems so far away. Before you is a tall wooden door, and this door has no handle or lever with which to open it. You study the door more closely, and you notice that the word release has been carved into the surface. contemplate this word. Feel the essence of it. Release. Slowly you begin to feel a sensation of opening, of letting go, of releasing. And through your feelings, the door unlocks. Its old hinges creak as it slowly opens to reveal a small room. This room is a library. It's filled with bookshelves and it has a tall domed ceiling. You step inside the room, and slowly the door closes behind you. This room is a private place. It's secluded and inviting. It has no windows, and it's very, very quiet. You feel content and secure in this place. In the center of the room sits a small wooden desk. And on the desk lies a large, old, dust-covered book. You pick up the book and feel the weight of it in your hands. You feel a sense of wonder as you behold this grand, old book. It has rested in this place for a long time, waiting for you since long before you were born. You open the cover and you notice that all the pages are blank. This is a book of freedom. It has the power to free you from anything in life that might be bothering you or weighing you down. It's time for you to write in the book. So take a moment to think about anything that is troubling you in your life. Bring to mind any situation that seems to be blocking you, any forthcoming event that frightens you, any person that you are in conflict with, any negative feelings that you are holding on to. Simply feel or imagine your thoughts and feelings being imprinted into this book. Write about anything at all that you feel is holding you back or that burdens you. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Take your time. Allow images to form in your mind and allow your feelings to flow. Let them flow out into the pages of your book. Sense that the pages are filling up with all your worldly concerns. The book absorbs them. As the pages fill with words and pictures, you begin to feel lighter and more positive. You've been heard. You've been understood. You feel reassured and relieved. And when you are ready, close the book. Now the domed roof above you begins to open. Slowly but surely, the roof opens completely, revealing the clear blue sky above. You stand with your arms by your side, observing the sky above you. You gently raise your forearms and hands, your palms facing away from you. And as you do, your body begins to float, and your feet lift off the floor. A wave of exhilaration flows through you as you realize that you have the freedom to fly anywhere you choose. As you raise your hands, you float higher. When you lower them, you gently descend. With effortless ease, you begin to float towards the open roof above you. You glide up and out of the room and slowly up into the sky. You feel free. You feel a wondrous sense of freedom as you fly higher and higher in the sky. You can see the entire city below you, and it is gradually becoming smaller and smaller. You are leaving the world behind and floating high up into the heavens. Higher and higher you fly, passing beyond the clouds, feeling even more joyful, even more free. Now you decide to fly right out into the cosmos, leaving all of your concerns far behind you. With your arms raised, you ascend higher and higher, traveling beyond the skies and out into space. You turn to look back on the Earth. It's a small blue sphere floating in a vast emptiness. Take a moment to drift, simply drift through space. Admire the beauty of the stars and the planet far below. You are weightless, serene, at peace. This floating sensation is profoundly relaxing, and you slip even deeper into a state of complete stillness. You feel as though you're a million miles from anything or anyone, and yet you feel connected to the entire universe. You feel vast, weightless, timeless. From deep within the silent space inside of you, a voice can be heard. Its loving words echo in your mind. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time or space. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in perfect order, and it unfolds according to a perfect plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me. I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. If problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with calm, open mind, for I know that they will resolve in time. and I have all the time in the world. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, inspiration comes to me. All becomes clear. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed impassable now seem insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer. Every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in the natural flow of life. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time or space. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. Now it's time to return home, to return to your wonderful life on Earth. Take one last look around you at the infinite, glorious expansion of space. Know that you can return here at any time you choose, any time you seek clarity, any time you wish to free yourself from your worldly life. Simply raise your open palms to the world and imagine floating upwards. You will be instantly transported to this infinite space of peace and clarity. You gently lower your hands and slowly you begin to drift back down towards the earth. Gradually, the planet grows larger and larger. You pass into the upper atmosphere and then through wisps of clouds as you gracefully guide yourself back towards the city. The open roof of the library comes into view. You steer yourself toward it. You glide down into the library, and as your feet come to rest on the floor, the roof above you begins to slowly close all by itself. You look up and watch as the opening narrows and then closes completely. You feel relaxed and refreshed. You feel lighter and so much stronger than when you first arrived. The large old book still rests on the desk where you left it. You pick it up and open it, and you notice that all the pages are empty again. During your journey into space, it has been cleansed. Only pure white paper remains. You close the book and now you make your way back towards the door. The door swings open for you, and you step out of the library. Before you are the 10 steps that lead back up to the city. As you make your way back up the steps, you feel yourself becoming more and more alert, more and more refreshed. 10, 9, slowly waking, 8, 7, 6, becoming more and more alert, 5, 4, 3, you're nearly back now, 2, 1. You now stand in the open doorway, looking out onto the quiet city street. You're feeling clear and calm and at peace with the world. You notice that all the traffic has departed and then all the pedestrians have disappeared. You step out of the doorway, and you can now see that all of the streets are quiet and empty. You can stroll freely and confidently to any place you choose. You feel wonderful. You are ready to return to the full waking state and to take this sense of newfound freedom with you into your life daily. Become aware of your physical body and the room in which you started. Wiggle your toes and fingers. Ground yourself. Imagine roots coming out of the bottom of your feet. Then see as they reach and enter a beautiful white light 15 inches below your feet. Follow the light down into Mother Earth, grounding you deep in her waiting arms. She holds you, and you know you are cradled in her loving care, grounded. Wiggle your fingers and toes again, and when you are ready, in your own time, open your eyes. Run your bodies down, your hands down your body to close your aura. I do hope that you found a freedom in that meditation, and I would once again like to thank www.the-guided-meditation-site.com for giving their consent to share it with you today. They do ask that I announce the guided meditation is available for instant download as a high-quality MP3 audio production, where you can experience the journey with the backdrop of beautiful meditation music and all the environmental sounds. So we've floated into the last half of our show tonight, and we have time for a few callers. Our lines are open at 1-516-453-9162. And if you're listening on Blog Talk, you can also Skype into the show for free with your questions from anywhere in the world. On the Blog Talk website, while we're live on air, see the Skype icon. Make sure you press 1 on your phone or Skype keypad to get in the queue. But first, a little information on our shows this week. Tomorrow, Wednesday, July 4th, 9 p.m. Eastern, is Angel Talk with Sue with your host, Sue Broom, and she will have free mini readings. Thursday, July 5th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Walking with Spirit with Dr. Ruth Anderson. This is week 5, A Step Into Your Power with guest Linda Derricks. Saturday, July 7th at 2 p.m. Eastern with Susie Parrott, our London host, open topic and free mini readings. And Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern with our California angel, Shishi O'Donnell. Sunday, July 8th, Claudia doesn't have a show this week, but her shows are Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's with our founder, Claudia Ibarra. And you can join me back here next Tuesday, July 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern with my special guest, Star Shepherd Decker. And keeping in the theme of freedom, our topic will be truth, faith, and freedom. If you have questions, you can connect with me on our website at www.internationalangelsnetwork.com/Diane, that's D-I-A-N-N-E. Or if you have a passion to share and you'd like to be a guest on my show or any of our radio shows, just fill out the short form, pick the day of the week that works best for you, and one of our hosts will get in touch with you. And we'd love to help you share your passion with our listeners. That's www.internationalangelsnetwork.com, where we also provide courses, and you can learn about our host and all their events. All right. Again, our network is sponsored by Audible, by Amazon, and you can find www.audibletrial.com/International Angels Network and get your free audiobook today. Redeem it. All right. also reading all right, if you'd like to share anything from the meditation or want an angel card guidance reading, give us a ring. Our lines are now open at 1-516-453-9162. Do I have a caller?
Hi, hello.
Hi, dear. What's your name and where are you calling from, sweetie?
Nicole from New York.
Hi, Nicole. How are you this evening?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for that meditation. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. How can I help you this evening, hon?
May I please have an angel card reading, please?
Okay. I'm using the Energy Oracle cards this evening by Sandra Ann Taylor. So we're going to ask the Energy Oracle cards for Nicole. What message will they bring her? Okay, and these cards also work upright and reverse. And the one that we drew for you tonight is upright walking away. So I don't know what your question, what you're questioning, but the angels are telling you this card shows someone walking away from an existing situation. She's closing the gate behind her and walking away into a misty, unknown future. The card upright reveals that it could be time for you to make a similar decision. There may be something that you're finished with, perhaps a career goal or a relationship or a long-term experience of any kind. The familiarity of the situation may be enticing, but you're now ready to look at your options and move forward.
Okay.
And it's saying that there is a important new beginning for you at this time. And it also indicates that now would be a good time to let go of any old habits, emotional patterns, false beliefs, that no matter how deeply ingrained or negative patterns may be, you now have the power within yourself to release them and to move on to a freer, healthier way of thinking. So I hope that that resonates with you, Nicole.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling this evening.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Area code 214. We have a caller from area code 214.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, caller.
Hello.
What's
Hi.
Your name and where are you calling from, hon?
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Texas.
I'm sorry, did you say Tara?
Sarah with an S.
Sarah, okay. You're breaking
yes,
up a little bit.
I'm calling
bit.
From Texas.
All right. Hello from Texas. How can
Hello.
We help you this evening? what part of Texas
well,
are you in? You're in the Dallas area?
The Dallas
yeah.
Metroplex. Yep.
Yeah.
Been very All hot right. here.
Oh, yeah. I'm like 45 minutes this side of San Antonio, and it was 102 here today. So.
Ooh. And
yeah.
you've got humidity.
Well, actually, our humidity's like been in the 20 and 30%, which is what's making the temperatures go up higher.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
How can we help you this evening, sweetie?
I wanted a mini reading, I guess. And
mm-hmm.
my question is, I'm not sure how to put it. Am I progressing in my quest to open up my intuition? I've been working with crystals and just reading everything that I can about them and then
mm-hmm.
listening to spiritual podcasts and trying to learn to meditate. Just trying to do all the things that will help to open me up. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering what what you have
well,
for me on that.
Well, immediately I heard yes when you asked the question that you are opening your clairs because you're practicing at it. And as we practice at it, you know, they start to open. I know clear quartz and amethyst are really good. Setting your intention. Are you setting your intention to open? You know, our intentions are powerful.
I have, like, asked, but I haven't, like, set a specific stone and set the intention with the stone. I listen to several different people, and everyone has a different way of saying what to do. And
right.
So there's one that said you really don't need to set an intention with a stone because the stone has its properties and it begins to work.
Right.
For
no,
you.
I wasn't talking about setting the intention with the stone. I was talking about setting the intention within yourself.
Oh, yes. Yes, that I have done.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I believe that all the stones, if it resonates with you, then it's working with you because they all put out energy. Let's see what Spirit has to say for you.
Okay. Anything I might need to do differently or do better or not do?
Are you getting really frustrated at it?
No, I'm not frustrated. I know it's going to take time.
Right.
I just want to know, am I... I've heard...
Well, you're making progress. You know, I think once we open to the spiritual world, we've started our spiritual journey and we're continually making progress. You want to... You know, we're used to getting everything, like right now. We want a sandwich. We can go to a fast food place and get a sandwich. You want to watch a movie, you can put it on pay-per-view. You know, we're used to doing things quickly. And
right.
I can tell you what Archangel Michael said to me, that you can't get from zero to God at 60 miles an hour. The human body would implode. And so you're trying too hard. You've been getting messages in your dream world?
No.
No? Okay. A good exercise to do is if you wake up during the night, write down anything that you're dreaming about because they're sending you messages in your dream world. So the card that we drew for you, and remember I said these cards have upright and reverse meanings, and I drew in reverse for you hostilities, and this card marks the end of hostilities for you. There's a shift in the energy around you and even about you, and the universe is supporting you and your internal shift as well. So
yes.
Whether the aggressive action has ended due to external factors or your own intervention, the card is telling you that, you know, you're at peace and harmony now, that the hostilities, I think it felt like you were getting frustrated because you thought you should be further along. And they're asking me to tell you don't compare yourself with other people, that it will come.
Okay. The shift is true because I've been trying to change myself completely from an all negative thoughts. Yeah, so I've been doing that. That's good.
And they're just saying to be aware that there may still be some actions you have to take, and it may seem on the surface that things are slow and getting better, but this card is encouraging you, letting you know that your inner vibrations are changing and the situation will be resolved. And just know that the messages that they do send you, you're going to remember the ones you're supposed to remember. Just know that, you know, a lot of times, like, your ears may be ringing or something like that. I always say those are downloads. And I've just got to where I say, thank you for the downloads. I know that when I need them. Yeah, I know when I need them that they will be there. And also, you know, we just got through going through full moon, and we've got the Mars retrograde, which is a very emotional time. So we're letting go of a lot of things and, you know, maybe shedding a lot of tears, which is healing. It's releasing old wounds within you.
And I'm a Cancer, so.
And there you go. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said about the full moon last week. I'm a Capricorn. So it was like, oh, great. Here we go.
Right.
So just know that question, everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying part of my question is because I keep hearing that everyone does have intuition and we can open it if we do work at it,
right.
Which is what I'm doing.
Right.
It seems to me that I think that my daughter is intuitive, and I want to know if they have anything to say about her or about that.
Well, I know that the new children that are coming in are highly intuitive. They're the next generation of, you know, some people say light workers, some people say earth angels, that they are to bring us into, if you're into the ascension, to help bring us into the new golden age in 2032. And they are very, very, very intuitive.
Well, she is 20, so she's not a little child, but she has had in the past a couple of precognitive episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if...
Well, and see, I'm very, I'm claircognizant and have been all of my life before I even knew what the word meant. before I had my spiritual awakening. So just keep encouraging her. And also being a Cancer, it would be easy for you to connect in water, because that is your element.
Oh.
And, you know, water is a conduit. So try, you know, calling on them when you're in the shower, if you're in the swimming pool. And I feel like you're going to have success. I know, I don't know how many other people do this, but I know all of my life when I would get in the shower, I would see, like, little sparkles around me. And as I got older, I told the doctor, you know, I see these sparkles. And he said, oh, it's your blood pressure. Well, since I had my awakening, I understand that that's my angels. Because water's a conduit, okay?
Right, and I was seeing, like, little flashes of color just outside peripheral vision, outside of my peripheral vision. But then I looked that up, and it said something about your vision, something to do with your vision, and I thought, but it's not all the time.
Right, and see, I've been having that since 2004. And once they said, you know, it's eye migraines, I'm like, yeah, okay. And they never went away, and they keep coming, and I see all these different lights and everything. I finally just said, they're downloads. And finally I heard Archangel Metatron one day. He said, just close your eyes and enjoy the show. And so that's
I
do.
Nice.
Okay?
Well,
all
and
right,
my daughter
sweetie.
Has migraines a lot, so.
Yeah. If you want to connect with me, you know, you can go to www.internationalangelsnetwork.com/Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, and I would love to answer your questions.
Okay, could you
just
recap
sweetheart?
My card again? Because I forgot what you said.
It is hostilities. Right. There's been a shift in the energies around you and even about you, and the universe is supporting you.
Yay. Thank you so much for doing that.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 917. We have a caller. Area code 917.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you this evening, dear?
Terrific. I would love to have an oracle card, please.
Okay, let's see what they have to give Ellen. Where are you calling from, huh?
New York.
Ellen in New York. What a card is for her. Okay. We drew happy family. And we're having a holiday tomorrow. So this card is all about a happy family, a time for joy and celebration. Close connections are available. Don't overlook the fun. that friends and family are inviting you to do, and also that the value that you find in a truly loving relative or friend brings a higher vibration to your life. And you may be distracted or busy, but remember to put this part of your life in the forefront of your priorities. And if you're single, finding this card in your or drawing this card could indicate a potential meeting of perhaps a new relationship with someone. Okay?
Sounds like a great card. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling. Have a good night. Area code 856. Caller on area code 856.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What can we do for you this evening?
I would like to know if you see me getting a job.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what the energies have to say for you. I wish you guys could see these cards. They are just beautiful energy oracle cards. Okay, the card we drew for you is the fourth chakra. Archangel Raphael. So you have Archangel Raphael around you. And he is saying, and this card was reversed, so the card indicates there's some blocks from your heart center energy. Perhaps it's an old sense of abandonment or grief of a broken heart lingering from a long past event. And whether it's recent or not, this blocked energy is stopping you from carrying, from caring for yourself and attracting abundance to you. And it creates an undercurrent and an unhappiness that permeates through your life. It's he's saying it's time to heal that old stuck stuff and move on. So he's suggesting that you meditate on increasing the light in your heart center and call upon Archangel Raphael to help bring healing and clarity there, and call upon him to help bring abundance into your life. Love yourself and give yourself the approval you need, because it feels like you're beating yourself up quite a bit, maybe because you're having a hard time finding that job. So you're blocking your own progress. Okay? And will you find a job soon that you have put in some applications?
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah. I think that you're going to hear back from one of them. But just remember to call on Raphael and let him help you work on that blockage, honey. And that's all the time we have this evening. So thank you for calling. Good night, Laura. Thank all of you for listening. I'm Diane Morgan. Join me back here next week for more angel navigation. And for big guys and dolls, have a happy 4th, a great week, and I'm sending you blessings on angels. God bless. Good night, all.